Good morning and welcome to the program. It's great to have you along with us this morning. This morning, we will talk about creation. However, it's not going to be a lesson about the sun and the moon and dinosaurs, but rather a discussion about God's most valuable creation. But we will start at the very beginning. So if you will, grab your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. It reads, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good." I want you to remember that word, good. "And God separated the light from the darkness." Verse 5, "God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let them separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good." Verse 11, "And God said, Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day." Verse 14 says, "And God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good." Verse 19, "And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day." Verse 24, "And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, livestock and creeping things, and beasts on the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." Now it's clear here in Genesis chapter 1 that God knows what is best for his creation. God knows what is good. And we are all God's creation. And we are all created equally. Let's continue reading at verse 26 from Genesis chapter 1. "Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." As we continue to read, "God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." Verse 30. "And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given you every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So here we see God created everything. And after he created everything, he said, behold, it was good. And then once he had created man, he said, behold, it was very good. We need to see that we are God's most valuable creation. And everything that God has created was created for us. And we have dominion over everything that God has made. That's how important we are to God. And we can never forget that. Matthew chapter 5 says, we are the salt of the earth, and we are the light of the world. And Matthew 6 tells us that we are more valuable than any other creation. In verse 25, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And verse 30 says, but if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? We will always be valuable to God, and he will always take care of us. Continuing in Matthew 6, verse 31, we see that we must do our part, however. It says, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. God will take care of us. However, we must also take care of ourselves. If we do what God says and we're constantly striving to get to heaven, everything else is going to fall into place. We must properly use, however, the things that God gives us. Look at Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had received the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Verse 20. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made you 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you had scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed, and gather where I have scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness, in a place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God has entrusted us with things. If we don't take care of what God has given us, if we don't take care of ourselves, God's care will be of no value to us. And God has given us everything that we need. What will we do with it? We must use what we have been given for good. We must use God's Word to grow, God's Word to teach others. We must use God's Word to prepare for our retirement from this world. God has given us the directions. All we have to do is follow them. Sometimes when we're weary, just follow the directions in Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 at verse 13, as for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. Sometimes we might feel burdened. Just follow the directions in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sometimes we make things a little more difficult than they really are. 1 John 5:3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. You see, our lives are constructed according to the effort that we put in them. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24, says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We can't just sit back and expect others to do the work of the Lord for us. We must be right there doing it ourselves. And we can't just do it halfway. We have got to put all of our effort into it. We have been so blessed. We will continue to be blessed in many ways that we don't even know if we follow God. Don't miss out on the blessing of Jesus, and don't let others miss out on it either. An elderly carpenter was ready to retire. He told his employer, a contractor, of his plans to leave the house building business and live a more leisurely life with his wife and his extended family. He would miss the paycheck, but he needed to retire, and they could get by. The contractor was sorry to see his best worker go, and he asked him if he would build just one more house as a personal favor to him. The carpenter said yes, but in time, it was easy to see that his heart wasn't in the work. He resorted to shoddy workmanship and used inferior materials. It was an unfortunate way to end his career. When the carpenter finished his work and the builder came to inspect the house, the contractor handed the front door key to the carpenter. "This is your house," he said, "my gift to you." What a shock. What a shame. If he had only known he was building his own house, he would have done it so differently. Now he must live in the house that he built. Where we spend eternity depends on what we're doing now. Are we living for God? In order to live for God, we must be Christians. And in order to become a Christian, we must hear the Word of God, believe it to be true, repent of our sins, confess Jesus as Lord, and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins. All of these things must take place in order for salvation to be obtained. Not just one, not just two, but all of them. Have we become a Christian? Have we followed God's plan of salvation? If not, don't wait till it's too late. Let us help you. If you're a Christian who has fallen away and you need prayers of the church, you can let us know that at any time as well. My name is Scott Pauley, the minister at the Washington Street Church of Christ at 601 Washington Street in St. Albans, West Virginia. The phone number is 304-727-0761. Call me at any time. You can email me at wvdj105@aol.com. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:25 for worship, and again at 6 p.m. for worship services. We also have a midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. Come and join us. If you're not in the St. Albans area and you would like to attend a service of the Church of Christ, you can contact me and I will get you in touch with someone who can help you. But no matter what, do not wait until it's too late. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. We don't know when we'll leave this earth. You've got family, you've got friends. Make sure that you're all in heaven together. Again, we thank you for joining us for Words of Truth.